Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the PTZ Optics podcast. I keep looking into this. I'm already like practicing. I don't really know which one. I guess it's this one.
Yes.
Hey. Okay. Respect. I should be looking over here. And I also introduced myself, Lindsay Pope, and my friends, Paul and Tess.
Happy to be here.
Today is a special show because we're in the podcast. We're just talking and chatting, letting everybody join the stream, but this is the Studio Pro, our brand new live streaming video content creation camera.
Yay!
Our favorite little camera.
We were just talking about that. This is a fan favorite around the office.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it.
What do you think makes this camera, because this is my first time hearing you specifically say that
you're excited about a camera.
So what do you think makes it different?
I like the quality. I like the size. I like that I have, or I can set presets. I like that I can switch it from landscape to portrait.
That's definitely a big one for the young crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just cool. And it looks like a little like camcorder.
Yeah.
I feel like that's very appealing.
It does, especially with the little handle, even though it's not. This is actually a cold shoe.
Yeah.
It's not meant to be a handle, but it looks like a
it's
camcorder.
It's all rubberized, though.
You can, like,
it just feels like it's meant to be held.
Yeah.
There we go.
Do you think the rubber's there for, like, vibration?
Ooh.
It's like a rubber sleeve, and I'm not sure why the engineers chose to put that there, but this is not a hot shoe. It is a cold shoe. A cold shoe means it's just basically a shoe to put accessories, so you can put a Rode microphone or all different types of things here. A hot shoe is the same, but it actually provides power to the device by slipping into the shoe.
So I thought you were going to throw in a joke there and be like, hot shoes are like when you
for tap dancing,
put them over the fire, and then like cold shoes are, you know, when they're out in the snow or something.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. And then Matt Davis, our lead engineer, was like, do not call it a hot shoe. I think I was calling it a hot shoe myself because I was like, you know, you hot swap different devices. Like, a hot shoe provides power. A cold shoe does not.
No power there. So that brings me to another point. So you can put this little guy on there, like a little Lumi cube, but it comes with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an included little light. So how is it powered if there's no power on that cold shoe?
Oh, that's a good one. So and by the way, I have my light on and I'm actually really happy because we have broadcast lights in the studio. And so we've got like, and they're expensive, right? But this little light on the Studio Pro is actually making a difference. I can even like turn it down. And you can kind of see it actually is having like a little bit of an effect. It's not a massive light, but it actually is included to be built in to make this an all-in-one, not just a camera, but the whole package. It's got microphones, it's got video, audio, and lighting. And it's actually powered directly from the camera. So there's a USB 2 port on the back of the camera that is, so this is built to have the hot shoe right there. Powered over USB 2, and then the camera itself can be powered over USB-C, which is the port that you'd want to use if you want to bring video into Zoom or Skype or WebEx. It can be powered over PoE, so if you have a network and you want to power it over the power over Ethernet network switch, and then it can also be powered with the included power supply if you don't have any of those options and you just want to use like HDMI, for example.
And the light can hold a power, right? Like, then it can be unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
It can be unplugged, yeah. I mean, it's kind of meant to be plugged in because it's just a short little 4-inch thing. So you never have an issue with it, but it does actually have a little battery in there so that if you want to have a really super clean look, like if I was on a television show or something and the camera was in the shot or something, I'd probably unplug
it. You wouldn't want to.
It was probably on for like 4 or 5 hours at ISTE. And then we're like,
really?
It died. What happened? And then we're like, oh yeah, it wasn't plugged in. So
that'll do it.
Yeah.
Now we know the battery life.
I mean, I don't know what the battery life was before, if
right.
it was even charged, but yeah. Oh. What else do you want to go on?
Let us know if you're watching on the YouTube stream. Let us know where you're watching from And if you're listening to this, comment on the stream, or it's not a stream, on the podcast, and let us know where you're listening from.
Don could hear me. Thanks, Don. At least somebody's listening.
We are live streaming this podcast on YouTube and Facebook in preparation for our live show, which is the last Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on PTZ Optics YouTube channel if you want to catch us there. Hello, J.W. Ryan, saying hello and good afternoon.
Hello. Gnome. J.W. Ryan, the third gnome. I want to know more about the gnome. Anyways, so what I was thinking was that I could just see creators, like Twitch streamers and stuff like that, using this fun little guy over here in like an IRL stream, like walking around with like a little LiveU backpack.
That's interesting.
And yeah, because you can easily carry it with the cold shoe.
I guess you could use a power bank and keep it plugged in over USB. Actually. Yeah. Have we tested that?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely can. I mean, the thing is that they already have like little GoPros and stuff that do that.
Yeah.
But the key case studies for this, so use cases, are there's live streaming, there's content creation, and there's video conferencing. So those are like the three big ones. Mm-hmm. And for live streaming, this is an awesome camera. Because most people who are live streaming need to connect the camera to their system in a couple different easy ways. One of them would be the computer, right? And that'd be USB. It has USB-C. So you plug it right in. That's how I actually have it plugged in USB-C. And in the show, we'll plug that into Zoom and see how that works. But another one that's really popular is NDI. So a lot of live streaming applications go from, hey, yeah, there's a Twitch streamer doing their streams and they've graduated from a little webcam and they're looking for something that looks a little better. And we're going to show on today's show that the video quality of the Studio Pro with like the real glass and the optical zoom is significantly better than a regular webcam. So I think a lot of streamers, even if they just have one camera. Now, if you want to have multi-camera, to get a multi-camera NDI setup, is actually, you know, quite affordable because you just get a network switch, power over Ethernet network switch, you can power the camera, and you can put two or three of these on the network and you don't need to purchase a capture card.
Right.
So, because sometimes you run out of USB ports on your computer. You know, you need one for your keyboard, you need one for your mouse, maybe you need one for something else. And if you've ever used a USB hub, you've found out that you can't throw a whole bunch of 1080p cameras on there.
Yeah, you don't want to be plugging this into a USB hub. I imagine.
Yeah, so that's on the live streaming side, the NDI. And then there's also HDMI. So
that's right, there is HDMI.
That's really good. A lot of people are getting into video production with an ATEM Mini, the Blackmagic ATEM Minis. Mm-hmm. They're just these small little, they're only like $299, and it's just a four-port HDMI system. And one of the reasons why people really love those is because they're streaming with their MacBook or they're streaming with their computer. Their computer wasn't built for streaming. So they want to have a multi-camera setup for all kinds of reasons. It could be a cooking show. It could be a makeup show. It could be anything that they're doing. But they don't have enough USB ports to plug all these cameras in. They're using them up for other things. And it doesn't even really work all the time because the computer can't handle processing all of those USB cameras at the same time. So what the ATEM Mini does is it processes all four HDMI cameras. It could be a GoPro, a camcorder, and a Studio Pro. And just sends one USB connection to the computer. And so that all four of the cameras can be switched with this device. And so the computer only has to process one video connection, even though there's four cameras. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's how the ATEM Mini works. So that's the live streaming scenario. And then there's the content creation scenario, which I wanted to ask you guys about.
Yeah.
With like the vertical video.
That's what I was... trying to, what's that called? Segue with the IRL stream. Because I guess you can stream to TikTok and Instagram, and I don't know about like the YouTube Shorts side of things or like Twitter. I know you can stream to, I think, now. Maybe that was like a brief like shot in the dark for them. But yeah, I think you can do all that stuff. So whenever you want to like create content, there's the option to do it in the portrait mode, and what you can use a capture card and like just capture your content from whatever show you were doing and
yeah,
reproduce content.
And we see a lot of content creators out there using DSLR cameras for live mm-hmm. streaming, which works, but it's not necessarily meant for that. So what's cool about this camera is it can give you that same kind of quality while also having the connectivity that's needed to properly live stream your content.
It's also pretty lightweight compared to a DSLR. Like some of those DSLRs can get heavy mm-hmm. and you have to switch out the lenses, and the lenses can be annoying. Yeah. And this, it'll like, I mean, it has its own optical zoom, so you don't even need it. And a remote that controls it.
I just think it's convenient that it has the outputs for live streaming specifically.
Yeah.
And you can still use it to record to anything on your computer as well if you wanted to do recorded content with it.
Yeah. And the thing I like about it with having multiple video outputs is that, like, I think that there's definitely use cases where people are starting to produce professional vertical video. It's mm-hmm. still new. I'm going to guess 90% of our customers are going to use it in the regular landscape 16:9 format. But I've seen universities and colleges who are sending the live streams. They know all the college students are using their smartphones to view it. Mm-hmm. And they're starting to produce it in that vertical video. It's very mm-hmm. new and hip and modern. And the numbers are staggering and how much more people use their phones in portrait mode.
Right.
But with this camera, and this is kind of like one of my dreams that I wanted to set up, is that if you truly design a space for vertical video, like I wanted to have a TV mounted over there that was literally mm-hmm. like the correct way to do 9:16 vertically. And then this camera has an HDMI output. So you can just plug the HDMI into a TV and then you see like this lifestyle, life size kind of portrait of a person. And then you can also have the NDI coming in to like, let's say OBS or VMix or some recording. So you could still record the video for your YouTube shorts, for your Instagram, you know, all that recorded video. Although even getting recorded video to Instagram that you recorded anywhere other than your phone, you have to like, I don't know if this is still true today, but you have to like download it onto your phone.
Yes, you need to get it onto
Dropbox
your phone.
Or something mm-hmm. and then upload it to Instagram. So it's a little bit of a strange workflow, but the fact that you have the ability to like show a 9:16 video like live on a TV, mm-hmm. I think that that's going to be more and more popular.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you can go on like Instagram.com and upload a picture from there. No, John's saying no.
Yeah, it's phone only.
It's phone only.
Yeah.
So this
scroll.
Is that like middle ground, right? It's like, okay, it's not a phone, but it does 9:16. So where is that used? In professional audiovisual installations, purpose-built spaces. Like for example, think about this. Let's say you are a TikTok star and you do have a budget and you want to make cool multi-camera 9:16 production mm-hmm. of you and all the TikTok stars. Well, A, you're not going to just use your phone, because how are you going to, like, if you got like 6 or 8 people dancing, how are you going to see what you look like on that
phone?
Right,
true.
But if you have a 65-inch monitor plugged into the HDMI of this, suddenly you can see exactly what all the dancers are doing, plus you're recording it via NDI, and you can have 4 of these cameras and switch them and record them in OBS.
I can think of an influencer that we worked with, the Playground LA, this dance studio, and all they do is mm-hmm. post dance videos on Instagram, and it's always vertical. I should send them one of these cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the dancers. Where are you at? Like, how are you going to see yourself on your little phone?
And keep in mind, you know, yes, it has vertical, but again, it also has regular widescreen. Mm-hmm. So, but I think vertical is better for certain applications. I really do. It's just harder.
Yeah.
It's harder to use in like a normal, hey, I want to capture the whole scene. You ever tried to like get a wide angle shot with a vertical video?
That 0.5.
What is the 0.5?
Oh, the 0.5.
What is
that? On the iPhone.
On the iPhone. You can I think all phones have 0.5, but yeah, you can choose 1, 3, and 0.5.
Yeah.
And it looks like a GoPro kind of like
wide angle.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
I honestly never knew about that.
I would use that a lot on my vacation to get more of like the landscape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you learn something new every day.
Boom.
And technically, Lindsay, you can do that with the Studio Pro because you have the presets, which you're going to show off in the live stream.
Center. I will show it off. I set my own presets.
What? Tell us what a PTZ preset. Oh, it's not a PTZ. This is just a Z preset.
What a Z preset.
A Z preset. I have a zoomed out preset, a middle zoomed in preset, and a very zoomed in preset.
So how would you describe that, though?
I don't know.
No, that's good.
So just did it. Maybe.
Do we have a word for it?
It's called a preset.
Okay. It's called a preset.
So with a preset, you can set a preset and you can recall a preset. And it really does come from the pan tilt zoom world where you're panning over, you're zooming in, and then you're like, all right, set.
There is no
save
pan.
That spot.
Save
the location. And you'll be able
then
to
recall
automatically.
So now Lindsay with her remote control can click 1. Yeah. And it'll go to the zoom that she likes and then 2 in the zoom. And if you were like a beauty vlogger and you were showing like a specific thing, you could zoom it in to exactly where you now are. This is the level that I need it to be at to really show the makeup in full screen.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, that's optical zoom.
Yeah.
So there's no loss in quality. And I noticed that the focus stayed in focus the whole time when you're doing that.
Yeah, the makeup girlies will be able to get their pores in there and show what makeup really does cover up the pores.
And speaking of the optical zoom, I did a little calculation. There's a calculator on our website you can use. Mm-hmm. And so a head and shoulders is usually about like 3 to 3.5 feet. And so you can zoom in from 25 feet away, which is about 7.6 meters from a subject and get the head and shoulders. So if you are, you're probably only like 12 feet away. So I'm guessing we could almost zoom into like your nose at this distance.
We don't need to
do that. But if you were a makeup vlogger or something.
Yeah. Well, let's zoom in on my makeup and see how well I did.
As more people sign on to the live stream, as I see they are. Hello, we are in our pre-show podcast right now. Just teasing the Studio Pro, which we are releasing today.
# Tess is tough.
That's Tom Willis. Tommy. He's coined that phrase for me. Tess is tough.
Oh, the Studio Pro, by the way, won best camera at CES this year.
Yes, it did.
So,
we're
allowed to mention that. We're not allowed to show it on our website. But so Videomaker gave us best camera of CES. So that was pretty cool.
It also got the Twice Picks Best Camera of CES. Yeah. Won multiple awards.
And the cool thing about this camera too that I'll say you're not going to find in a DSLR. See, you know, it's interesting. Like, we're like, should we compare it to a DSLR because it's so different? But inevitably, we kind of have to.
Yeah.
Because people kind of, it fits into that category. But it has an incredibly nice web UI. So once you plug it into your network, you can go in here and adjust all the settings and control and applications, including streaming directly to YouTube or Facebook from the camera.
Wait, do you want to keep going on about the web UI here? Or do you want to go more into why you should use this in your studio versus a DSLR?
I don't know. It's up to you. I didn't want to go too deep into it, actually, because I know we're going to in the live stream. So it's up to you, though.
Okay.
But we could maybe talk about the mounting options a little bit. It's up to you.
I thought the show was about the mounting options.
You're right. We gotta save some things.
I know.
We have to save
in the podcast,
for the
show. We gotta save. Okay.
Yeah, because we like it's fresh in our brains. Like the show is like fresh in our brains.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil it.
No spoiling. But I don't think we're talking about why you should use this in your studio versus a DSLR.
That's a good point.
And that's because you don't want to mess around with your DSLR camera. You just want to have your studio as your studio. You don't want to have to take your cameras out of your studio and then move them around and then have to reset up your studio.
You want something dedicated for live streaming that's meant for live streaming.
And these are a great price for a streaming studio, like a podcast studio or something. So
yeah. And yeah. You know, I get it when creators want to buy a DSLR because they're like, oh, well, I can use it to make my vlogs and take pictures. And then when I get home, I can use it as my streaming camera too, because it can be used that way. Mm-hmm. It kind of is hard on the battery. And sometimes I've heard of even batteries overheating when DSLRs are left mm-hmm. on for long amounts oh, of yeah. time, because it's just not built to do that.
Yeah, that's the point. It's
not built for it. But, you know, there's so many places that are a real dedicated studio. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking about like even esports stadiums. In esports, you know, a lot of times they put camera like this right above each player so they get the video feed of the student. And then they also capture the video game stream coming from the computer, and they combined all that into a really cool production. Well, now that it has NDI, you know, that becomes very easy to do. Mm-hmm. This is definitely for, as you said, it's for that studio space where you just went to work and just you walk in and it works. You're not going to unplug it. You're not going to dismount mm-hmm. it every time you want to take a picture with your camera.
Yeah, I bet these would be great for esports. What are they called? I guess just esport teams in high school. Mm-hmm. There was a huge thing at ISTE where there was like a whole esports side. Yeah. There was like drone soccer.
That sounds pretty cool.
I wanted to play so bad.
What does that even
mean? You like they have these drones and these like plastic balls and like they just you can fly them around and I don't know like bounce off of each other. And like make all, I don't know.
Wow, interesting.
I didn't get to play.
They're doing drone fireworks now too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like a drone show instead of fireworks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, why not?
Yeah. We saw a line. This is sidebar, 7 minutes left. My apartment has like a rooftop and we were sitting out there and we saw this like line going through the sky of just
and
like.
And you thought it was aliens?
We were like, what's going on?
Yeah, what's an alien and what's a drone?
Like they
anymore?
Were just, right. They were just, I guess, like you know, they were like going home from their show or something, and it was just this going really long line of just like dots in the sky, and we're like,
I don't even
stars
know
stars don't move like that, and you also can't really see stars in the Philly smog. you can see one, and I think it's actually like Venus or Mars. I don't know which one you can see, but anyways. That was my little story about drones flying through the sky.
We've got Tom Sinclair in the chat doing 4K 60 with the Move 4K today on Streaming Ooh, Idiots.
Wow.
That sounds exciting.
Oh, that sounds fun.
We're releasing the Studio Pro today, so hopefully you'll get your hands on that soon.
Yeah, I'd love to get Tom one of these cameras to test out. We are looking for influencers all around the globe to get these and tested in a variety of environments. Do we have like an email address people can send to or something for the influencer program?
If you're interested, you can email marketing@ptzoptics.com.
Yeah.
If you want to influence with our products.
I'm going to have a decent following. I'm going to speak it into the universe, aka on the internet and into the algorithm that I want Maya Higa to get one of our cameras, but she's probably a little too cool.
Too cool for
our maybe it'll work now. You know, stranger things have happened. It's
I mean,
like
stranger
as soon as
things
you
have
like
happened.
You like Google something, it follows you forever. So yeah. in the reverse,
Maya,
let's see, that's I love the which generation are you from? Are you Gen X?
I'm like an elder Gen Z.
You're a Gen Z
because I was born in 97.
Because like it's one of those things, it's like, well, like why wouldn't that happen in the reverse? If I just keep saying things, then yeah. like maybe they'll happen.
Manifesting. Maya, I want to be your friend. If you don't know who that is, she like has a whole animal sanctuary and she live streams about her animals and it's fun.
Well, you know, we really should reach out to her because with the Move 4K, I think I'm pretty sure what kind of animals are we talking about? Because I'm pretty sure the Move 4K can track animals. I think I haven't tested with every animal yet, but
there's, you know,
what kind of animals are we talking?
Birds, goats. It's more, there's foxes. It's a sanctuary, so it's usually animals that were kind of saved from like cruelty or they were illegally bought or something. So, yeah.
Because I've really wanted to test that with like, we still haven't had time to do it, but like just a dog or a cat. Mm. We tried with your cat.
We tried a Sprite.
We were having some issues. She's such a small cat.
She's not very small anymore. Just kidding.
Oh, she's bigger?
She got fat, yeah.
Well, let's try again then. Keep feeding her and bring her back in.
That might
be a little slower for the camera to follow.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you maybe who haven't seen, the Move 4K does an amazing job at auto tracking. In July, we are going to be announcing that we're shipping the Move SE. I'm allowed to say that, right? It's always like top secret, kind of.
I don't know.
But the Move SE.
This summer is probably.
Maybe I'll say this summer. The Move SE is going to come out at almost half the price of the Move 4K, starting at $999. And that has will have the same auto tracking. It's just 1080p instead of 4K. Now, what do you guys think about 1080p versus 4K? Let me ask you that question.
Depends where you are, I guess.
Oh.
Like if you're in the UK, remember we were talking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what was the UK discussion?
59.
So in the US, we do 4K 60 or 1080p 60 frames a second or 30 frames a second. But for some reason in the UK, they do 25 frames a second or 50. Mm-hmm. So it's a different scenario. Personally, I think that the 4K video does look better. But we have had so many issues with 4K. Now, the Studio Pro is 1080.
Don't you need more? You just need more power with 4K.
Yeah, you need a lot of processing power.
Yeah.
And bandwidth to stream out with 4K.
Yeah.
But it does look better. And then in post-production as well, you can like kind of zoom in a little more because you've got that extra resolution.
Yeah. I personally don't care. I kind of like whenever I can just click 1080 on YouTube. Works for me. It loads.
The same way.
Apparently, that is
snob.
Actually what most people say.
Yeah.
I think even like Netflix tried to like charge extra for 4K, and everyone was like,
"No."
Like, why? It's because, but I, you know, it, I feel like it is kind of like, are you a techie geek? Who cares? Because otherwise, it doesn't look that much better.
It doesn't.
But does anyone remember going from 720 to 1080? I remember being like, whoa, what did they do? But then from 1080p to 4K, it was just like, oh, that looks a little better.
Like, oh,
I can agree with that, the quality difference is bigger.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we got pretty advanced pretty quick. And now it's just kind of like, can we make it clearer the more we zoom in? Yeah. Like, that's what I feel like.
Well, and that's exactly what this camera does. And mm-hmm. we'll show that in a moment. Lindsay's got a remote control for this Studio Pro. And that's the biggest thing, I think. And actually, you know, it's funny. The smartest guy in tech that I know, Martin Sinclair, said the exact same thing. He was like, look, he was like, don't get a 4K camera and try to like digitally zoom in the pixels. He's like, get a 1080 camera with optical zoom and zoom in and the quality will be perfect. Mm-hmm. Because processing the 4K video is the issue for a lot of people, yet 1080 is much easier and more normal. So it's usually you can do multi-camera 1080p shoots much easier than 4K, which is why I think this camera at the price point of $699 for a content creator who wants to live stream, do video production, and then also wants to look good on their Zoom meetings. I honestly think maybe the Zoom meetings might actually be one of the biggest things where it's like, a telehealth doctor or a nurse.
Gotta look good on that Zoom.
Now, do you guys use the touch up my appearance slider on Zoom?
No.
All the way up.
Oh!
I don't.
You don't touch up at all?
No.
Why not?
Because you don't need to.
I don't need to? I'm just
kidding. Well, with the Studio Pro, do you not need to? Or is it all cameras you don't need to?
I've never done Zoom with the Studio Pro. So
We've got to get you your Studio Pro set up.
Yeah.
For Zoom.
I would love one. Actually.
You know, for the follow-up live stream that we do on this, let's definitely make sure you have experience with that and you have your Studio Pro, because I'd like to know from your perspective on that. But it looks like we're almost out of time.
Yes. Ooh, I was just going to price. I was going to price check it. But
we can just start from
make
here,
sure
Michael.
That we were saying the right thing, but I can't find it right now.
We'll and Tessa, are you going to go to the new spot?
Yeah, I guess I will go there.
Bye.
All right. See you guys soon.